This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. What do they call our relationship? It's not Goomba, it's Goomba. Consigliere or something. Is it
no,
Goomba?
Consigliere is the lawyer.
No.
I'm the Goomba.
Robert Duvall, in other words. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. He's the consigliere.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
The fixer.
Yeah. The fixer, yeah.
And then Michael Cohen of the Corleone family.
Yes, right. Exactly. Let the Corleone run for president. What have we had any mobsters? Have we ever had any mobsters that actually got close to being president? I wonder about that.
Wait, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I know it is. Because they don't have to be Italian to be known.
Have we ever had any mobsters that became president?
Yeah, listen. Look around. You might have might be one running, and there might be one there now. Who knows? And who's in the mob? It used to be the mob was all Italian. Now the mobs are Chinese. There's a few Italians thrown in for good measure, but it's mostly
There have been mobs, meaning organized crime.
Irish mobs.
In just about every ethnicity. As a matter of fact, you touch on a very sensitive area for Italian-Americans who for years have been battling the stereotype that Italians are mobsters, which mathematically is very far from the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. And there's Somalians that are mobsters, in a manner of speaking. Right? Wouldn't we consider Hamas to be mobsters in a sense?
Mobster is not an official definition. It's one of those subjective terms.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You and I have been accused of being mobsters in our industry.
Well, we've been accused of being
United the term,
Front.
No,
yes.
Do you remember the term Massachusetts Mafia?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay.
That was us. We were trying to control the talk radio business.
We weren't trying to control anything. We were just doing our thing. I never tried to control. Don't ever say that.
Well, that was the rumor, though. That was what people were saying.
No, the rumor wasn't we were trying to control. The rumor was we were controlling.
Try.
See
where you get us.
Don't try, Luke. Do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what we should do right now is go through the story list and the people list from your work at Talkers Magazine. Yes. All right. So the charts for this past week.
Let's do it. They know what we're doing.
Yes.
At number 10. At number 10.
Hopefully.
Xi Jinping in San Francisco.
I left my heart. San Francisco.
At number 9, the Supreme Court of the United States gun ban case. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race tied with the GOP debate. At number 4, the Trump Organization trial. Election results at number 3. Number 2, protests, anti-Semitism, and the Talib censure. And at number 1, the Israel-Hamas war. On the People Survey, we have at number 10 a tie between Gavin Newsom and Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin's at 9. Number 8, Hunter Biden. He's still hanging in there. At number 7...
In a minute of speaking, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Don't forget me! Don't forget me!
At I'm still a crook!
Right. I have a laptop. I have a suitcase. At number 7, a variety of the GOP candidates. Spotlight seems to be on Nikki Haley. Mike
and
Johnson.
Her scummy friend, Ramaswamy. You're scum, is what she said to him.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole thing about the blonde, attractive white lady who seems to be Senator Scott's girlfriend these days to counter rumors that he's gay. So there you go. Very big time stuff. Did you know that?
Okay. No, I had none of that. None of that made its way to me.
Well, here you go.
But inquiring minds want to know. Mike Johnson is at number six. At number five, Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump. She's a very cool cucumber. At number four, Glenn Youngkin. Rashida Tlaib, at number three, Benjamin Netanyahu at two, and Joe Biden number one. And it was a pretty wild week in the world of news talk.
Ivanka Trump is much smoother than her father. It's interesting to, I just watched a little of that video. I've always thought that she was the smartest and perhaps the most well-motivated. There are no flies on her. She should be running everything. And Trump, if Trump would listen to his daughter, I don't think he'd be in the jam that he's in. But he doesn't listen to anybody. And, you know, they've said, she said, I love my father, but I'm out. And so, kind of like an episode of Shark Tank. How do you think Trump would be on Shark Tank? What do you think? He and Mr. Wonderful together. What do you think?
I think he'd be very good. As a matter of fact, maybe he has yet a chance to
Yes, it'd be an interesting reality.
I think Trump would also have been made, although I don't know if he's educated enough, but he would have perhaps been a good host of Jeopardy when they were going through celebrity tryouts.
Yeah, I don't know. He's too focused
Dr.
on himself.
Oz did it.
Yeah. Well, listen, look what he got him. He didn't win the Senate race. Maybe he should have. That's a whole different can of worms under the circumstances. The whole thing about candidates, you know, you just made, this sort of springs me into mental action, talking about the quality of candidates. Looking at the stage, I don't usually watch the debates, but I sort of got sucked in because I like Chris Christie, and I seem to be the only one who does, in terms of what he has to say and how he says it. He makes a lot of sense, but he's not doing that well. Nikki Haley seems to be sucking all the oxygen out of the room. DeSantis, although he was in the middle, was, as usual, non-plus self. There's nothing about him. I think that the two most interesting people up on the stage, discounting DeSantis and Ramaswamy, who I thought at first was kind of cool, but now I don't. I think he's just a satellite bomb thrower. Scott is thoughtful. Chris is somewhat because he's gotten trained well to be on television. He looks sort of the part. And Nikki Haley just seems to be hitting her stride. So what do you think?
I'm not thrilled with anybody running for president right now.
I didn't say I was thrilled. I'm just saying room.
I admire Chris Christie's resolve and his courage. The problem is we all remember who Chris Christie really is when he was was the governor. And, he was pretty shaky in many areas of integrity and just common sense.
Yeah, tough cookie.
But he has now, it takes a lot of courage to go up against the Trump people in the Republican Party, and he's done that. Nikki Haley, she seems to be a chameleon. Sometimes she's on, sometimes she's off. It all depends on the moment. It depends on the question. Scott comes across to me as not being that cohesive in terms
of... he's not that bright, maybe. That's
his approach to things. Ramaswamy just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I liked him at first, the first couple of times I heard him, because he hits him. Good point.
He's an arrogant showboater.
So through all of this, Michael, though, there was a Siena College poll this week that came out that two-thirds of which got published and promoted in the liberal media, and what I consider to be the most important part of it was left out. The right-wingers didn't pay much attention to this either, which they could have because they're all afraid of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And when you look around at Joe Biden fading as quickly as he is, Trump's kind of holding his own. And I think the Trump people are now looking around and thinking, maybe it isn't Biden who's going to be the opponent. Maybe it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. along with Joe Manchin running as a team. What do you think of that?
Well, they'll take away votes from both sides. Manchin definitely would be a problem for the Democrats. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., although he calls himself a Democrat and he calls himself a Kennedy, he really is somebody that would take votes away from the Republicans.
Yep.
So that's the issue. Maybe they'll cancel each other out like, two fouls in a football game, one committed by each side.
Aren't we all thirsting for something different? We're thirsting for not the same old. The Trump lovers, fine, good for you. You love them. Go with him. Biden doesn't have anybody who really passionately loves him. People who have a D behind the name feel they're obligated to support the party's candidate. But really, my town is run by Democrats. The state of Massachusetts run by Democrats. And, they pay attention to Biden because he's a Democrat. But in their heart of hearts, you can tell body language, listening to them talk, the tone, they're looking for somebody that they can't find because the party mechanism, the party bosses, the Susan Rices of the Democratic Party are controlling what's going on. And they're going to learn the hard way, I guess. I can't see him winning at all.
You can't see Biden winning?
Nope. Can't. Don't see it.
That's an interesting observation. So you think that Trump will be reelected?
No, I'm not sure of that either. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. I don't want to see either one of them as president.
You think a third-party candidate could actually win this election?
There's a lot of time between now and next November. And the way things are going in our country and in the world, I think anything at this point in our lives could happen. Really do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's possible that between now and, the coming months, Trump may not run as the Republican nominee. But, there's a lot going on that's, happening in courtrooms where this reality, as opposed to the court of public opinion on cable news, talk television, and talk radio.
I mean, he can't get pardoned if he's not president. And if he goes to jail before he gets elected, right?
I mean, and even if he gets elected. Plus, the only people that are going to love Trump are the Trump lovers. He's got a core that's very, very, very unique.
And the talk radio world is full of those people because they think they have to program themselves to the Trump lovers. So there you go. All right. We'll continue with our conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Take home stuff you really need, and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma, drinks or Chardonnay light. Stuff to make you big and strong, stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls, take big home stuff.
What
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The story list and the people list is always available at talkers.com and also at goodayshow.com. So the essence of what's going on in Israel is something that I think, as it is number one this week, there's so many different ancillary things to it. I wanted to spend some time getting some thoughts from you, Michael, on the things that have been seen this week. There was some raw footage from the attack on Israel that has been the Museum of Tolerance out in Los Angeles showed bearing witness to the October 7th massacre. That's the name of the film. It's been compiled by the Israeli Defense Force, and what it does is show the violence that has been recorded on people's cell phones by Hamas militants. Gal Gadot was the organizer of the event, and so what was seen was horror. Just plain, we hear the stories, we've heard it, but now here's some proof of what they did. And so now, what do you do with this proof? What do you show it to the world, you bring it to the United Nations, the court of public opinion. The fact that there is part of the reason for this was the protesting. So number one and number two on the story list this week on the countdown, the anti-Semitism, the lady who's a congressperson and her remarks about the Israelis and then the protests on college campuses. The ignorance that is prevailing here is startling to say the least. But how anybody can look at the footage, although the people who are pro-Palestinian are saying, it was edited, it was, you took things from this, that. My stomach turned when I saw this.
Yeah, well, so when people say it's edited or it's fake, that's crap. It
well,
was real.
Yeah.
It happened. And yeah. just like a lot of things that, you know, whatever's left of real media, because fake media and AI and all that could do things. But it was real. Look, you know, this is human nature at work. Of course the Israelis are outraged. Of course they're angry, and of course they're retaliating. They have to. They, what happened there was outrageous. We felt the same way after 9/11 in this country. You know, go yep. get them. Of course we went and got the wrong guys, but that's neither here nor
yeah.
there. That's,
yeah.
that's a whole other story.
Thank
but
you, George Bush.
The fact is, when somebody does an atrocity against you and your people, road rage. Oh, you cut me off. I'll kill you. I mean, this is human nature. And what's necessary now is an understanding of why it's happened, but cooler minds must prevail,
heads.
And diplomacy must step in and end this thing, okay? That's what has to happen, yep. as opposed to saying, you know, well, it's okay because look how bad they were, now they can be bad. They can, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but it's certainly understandable why yep. people would be outraged and want revenge and want to mm-hmm. deter this from happening again.
Well, and that's the, I guess, the food behind the Israeli strikes. They have hit near hospitals, but trying to get to the tunnels that are under the hospitals. They pushed deeper into Gaza City this week.
Yeah. Hamas uses its people as human shields. I mean, they're a
right.
dastardly bunch. They do not deserve any sympathy.
No, not at all. No. Okay, so there's a quick review of number one and number two in the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown at 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing.
Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back at 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, going through the stories and the people list, picking things here and there that pick at stuff, it's like picking at a scab, the wounds that are there. And that certainly is some of what we feel about the protests and the war and that sort of thing. Maybe even for some people with the elections, the wounding of people participating, the rawness of the debates. And I don't even think they're debates. They're just a clown show. And I thought it was interesting. Biden doesn't usually sharply attack Trump. But Joe Biden's number one on the list this week. Trump's not number five. Usually he's up a little higher than that, but there are other distractions.
our obsession with Trump is distracted by reality.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, Biden was in Chicago for an event. And he was talking about, this was on Wednesday, the victories the Democrats had on Tuesday around the nation. And so his quote was, this is sounded like Trump a little bit, quote, "We haven't stopped winning and he hasn't stopped losing." Obviously making the focus on Trump. The truth is this guy can't get tired of losing. Remember when Trump made winning his signature line during the campaign, kind of like "you're fired" when he was on the TV show, right?
Yeah.
It was that,
yeah.
That was his line. Well, winning was the kind of the Charlie Sheen thing, politically speaking. And so now Biden has used, I'm sure he has speechwriters. I don't know that he'd think about it himself. But anyway, what he also said, Michael, quote, "maybe Donald Trump sees a dark and divisive future, but I don't." Okay, well, that's not bad, but it's interesting how the words get turned around. Never say something that you could be used against you. I guess that's one of the political rules, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where people forget what you said the next day. And, the short-term attention span that is shrinking and shrinking in terms of public, the people, humans, is a great safety valve for politicians.
It's interesting. Amazing. Joe Biden said we keep winning and winning. Well, that may have been the story on Tuesday, but if you look around, one of the things that probably will be on the list next week, because it happened pretty much at the end of the week, was Joe Manchin saying that he wasn't going to run for the Senate again. And what does that do to the Dems? The Dems are, they have a one-person lead in the Senate, and because the state that Manchin comes from is red, red, red. It's going to be really difficult for a Democrat. Democrats aren't going to win in the Virginia.
Yeah, but that
West
doesn't mean the Democrats aren't going to win in other places. I mean, the assumption that Manchin's leaving is going to tip the scale to the Republicans is based on the assumption that nothing else is going to change in the election, which is a ridiculous assumption. So
how much of what we talk about is based on assumption, Michael? What do you think?
I don't know. That's crazy, to figure out the percentages. Let's just say a significant amount of the things that we all talk about is based on assumption, projection, and wish thinking. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. And if we operated more under that understanding, not just in terms of politics, but in terms of business, in terms of theology, if people could live with mystery and not feel this need to have the answer, polls and experts and all of that, we'd have a lot more of an honest approach to very complicated problems. Assumption is a word that definitely is applicable here. We operate under assumptions.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
I was just going to say, you know what that means.
This is bad. We are beginning to think very much alike, as we have for many years. I want to go back to, because this is under my skin, frankly. The more time we spend talking about what's going on, this is based on trips, and you and I had lots of experiences when we went over there together. I think it was just the two of us, too. We both went to Israel, and we had
one trip.
One of the great
I did a lot of trips,
bonding.
So did you, but one of them was just the two of us, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's accompanied by representatives of Israel and the United States. I mean, that was not two guys, on a vacation. We had a heck of a... we called it a fact-finding mission, and the truth of the matter is, it was, and we spoke to representatives of all sides. It wasn't a one-sided thing. I just want to put that out
radio.
There.
The audio is great, talk radio. So now, fast forward to where we are today. There's a fellow named Tom Hand who thought his 8-year-old daughter Emily was dead. His daughter, he thought, had been killed by the Hamas raid, or in the Hamas raid. Now, he's learned that the information was wrong, and his daughter is a captive, a hostage.
Oh, my. Oh.
So imagine what's going on. This guy goes, the emotions of his daughter, he thinks, being killed by these people. And then he finds out that she is a hostage. What goes on? Can you imagine? This is the human side of the terror. And one example of dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands. The nightmare was that she was dead. Now the nightmare is that she's a hostage. That's just one of the many dramas, but I saw this and I thought, this is worth some time here, because, by the way, they were in the kibbutz the night of the attack. So that's why they were there, and that's why the things, you know, all the slaughtering of the civilians took place that night and the next day. So the guy, they didn't find his daughter's body, but that's what he thought. And so, you know, the officials told him that he was 90, they were 95% sure that she was gone. But now, because they didn't find her body, and there's no blood in the house, and there are some pictures that look like the back of her, perhaps, it's just, I just am thinking the human emotion here, Michael.
Well, the human emotion is the key to what you're saying, and it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the program for those that are just joining us, is, you know, what to do about it. Why is this happening? You know, how many people have to be killed? Sounds like a 1960s folk song. How many deaths will it take before they learn that too many people have died?
Yeah,
that's what's going on. And but the reason that, you know, we could sit in the comfort of our cars listening to talk radio or on our couches watching cable news talk television and come up with all kinds of political opinions about it. But the truth of the matter is that if in fact you're involved, as this person is that you're talking about, it takes on a whole different meaning. And it takes empathy on the part of all people to understand this. But what we do have to do, we meaning the you know the human race, is we have to put emphasis on diplomacy as much, if not more, as we do on military might.
Yep. Yeah, and there's all the people, the Republicans are clamoring for more ships. That was a whole part of the Hugh Hewitt, one of the talk show hosts, and also one of the Salem hosts, and also one of the questioners in that panel of three on the NBC debate this past week, asks specific questions of all of them regarding the number of ships that we have in our Navy. That was an educational moment.
Wasn't that enlightening?
Yeah, it really was kind of.
340 ships, so they have 390 ships.
Right.
But what about the idea that a global dominance between China and the United States is going to come down to how many ships you have?
Ships they have.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's like, how many horses do we have? You know, we've got 100 horses against their 40 horses. The whole issue of ships could be wiped out in one moment. It's a distraction to think that world dominance in 2023 comes down to how many ships you have.
Shows you how naive, I think, the whole, and the Republican cry for defense spending, we got to have more. It's so obvious the tie between many of them and the military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
Sickening, actually. Yeah, sickening. All right, before we leave Israel, I wanted to tout some of the groups. When I talk about this on the Good Day program, I've been referring, you know, they keep talking about the Hamas and the horrors of how they don't get along. I've come up with 10 different groups that are made up of Israeli-Palestinian non-combatants, if you put it that way. Like Combatants for Peace is one nonprofit that was founded by soldiers who were Israeli and Palestinian. Another group called it's called Standing Together Israel. This is an Arab-Jewish grassroots organization. There's a group called the Parent Circle, a family group of Israeli and Palestinian families. Echo Peace Middle East, Israeli, Jordanian, and Palestinian members of that, hand-in-hand in Israel, Jewish and Palestinian children. We went to a school, didn't we? Was that on the trip I had with you? I went to a school. We talked to children, Palestinians and Christians and Jews and... And was that part of our tour?
That was not our trip together.
No,
but
okay.
I've done similar things. But the point you're making is that, and it's a point we've discussed a number of times, is that not everybody is hateful to each other,
right?
And that really, the thing that is motivating the militarism that has sparked this conflict has been extremists on both sides. The government that Netanyahu put together so that he could personally maintain power has been to appease the most extreme right-wing elements of the Israeli government. They do not reflect the feelings of the average Israeli citizen. Most of the people in Israel want to get rid of Netanyahu, and
right.
the poor people in Gaza whose lives are being tormented by this situation, they're not members of Hamas. They're victims of Hamas.
Right.
So yep. it's a terrorist organization with extreme motivations and absolutely no regard for human life, including their own people, versus a very, very powerful country, very resolved, being run by an extreme part of its political spectrum. That's the problem.
And there are a lot of people who are now saying, insiders, that they, in fact, the Israeli government did know. Netanyahu knew they were going to attack, chose not to disclose it because it made him the most powerful person. Now they've put all of their differences aside and created a new government in which he's very much in charge. He would never speak to Joe Biden before, and now they're great buddies. You know, what did this do for him? That's something to examine. One more moment here before we pause. And I'm focused on number 10, the people, this Gavin Newsom, who has, because of his trip to China, his trip to Israel, other things that he's been doing, raising his national profile. Meanwhile, the voters back in California have soured on him greatly. His approval rating is at an all-time low. Isn't it interesting how these people who set their sights with their ego in front of them, they want to do what they want to do, and so they do what they're not being paid to do. This guy isn't doing anything for California, yet he's being paid as the governor of California, and the people there who have supported him through the trial and tribulation of his recall now say, hey, maybe we shouldn't have supported him the way we did.
Interesting. Politics is a tough game, Newsom will survive that. And go on to be a rising star of the Democratic Party one way or the other. There's no stopping him.
All right, I want to, in a moment, pause for a moment. Then I want to talk about the Michael Harrison interview this week. That's coming right up here on the Countdown.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
So the MH interview this week, Michael Harrison does interviews every week that are promoted through Talkers, through this program. This week he has Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is about to come up here on the Countdown. He does every week, talking about some of the legal aspects, but you have him on the MH interview this week. What does he tell you?
Yeah, it's very solid conversation about ransomware and cybersecurity, which he's the biggest expert in the country on that, as far as I'm concerned. And it started out as an idea for a webinar, and then we decided let's not do a webinar, let's just do it for the world. And and so this conversation, it's an hour conversation, is just chock full of information about cybersecurity that we all need to have in our businesses and our lives. MHinterview.com, and Steve's coming up shortly on the show here.
That is correct, Amundo. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown show at 10 minutes before the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We hear this every once in a while, because Chucker likes the Superman theme, and actually so do I. John Williams at his best, and a good flick. All right, so Chucker, what do we have that's new in the Superman universe?
Well, this is a long story. Nothing in the Superman universe, but I play that song because I went to see the Marvels, the MCU's latest film, The Marvels, which is basically a sequel to Captain Marvel starring Brie Larson, last night. I sat in the theater with about seven people, and I was very much at the end of it reflecting 45 years ago that I sat in a movie theater as a kid, a young kid, and watched Superman the movie, and then watched many superhero movies over the last 45 years, Batman being my favorite. But I got to tell you, when this movie ended, even though it has a 61% positive rating on RottenTomatoes.com, I said to myself, they need to stop doing this for at least 2 years. Because yeah. I thought the movie, same for the old, most part, for me, I thought it was terrible. I thought there was no stakes. It was an hour and 45 minutes. Looked like it was edited by committee in an editing room. It felt to me, I don't want to be too hard, but it felt to me like a bunch of outtakes on a Disney Plus TV show that they put together and threw on the big screen. It has wildly over-the-top humor, and they actually give Brie Larson a song and dance number in this movie. I was like, honestly, I almost walked out. Now, I knew, like, people next to me sort of liked it, and, you know, to each their own, but for me, to me, this is starting to hit rock bottom. They need to stop making superhero movies for a few years and then re-energize it. Like I said to you on the air, you know, if they made a James Bond movie every year, that franchise would be long gone. You got to let it wait to build excitement, and this movie did not do it for me.
Interesting, you mentioned James Bond. The producers, the Broccoli family, have said that they will not use AI to recreate, bring back the James Bonds, all of them, because two of them are dead now. Sean Connery's passed, and so is Roger Moore. There are suggestions that they sort of combine or bring back, or even bring, and I thought this was an interesting idea, bring back, what's his face, Remington Steele.
Pierce Brosnan.
To do James Bond as an older character, which I think is a very appealing idea.
Good. The same way they brought Michael Keaton back to play Bruce Wayne Batman.
I think
that would. I like that idea.
That would work.
You could do two Bond movies within the same time period, and the fan base would love it. They would.
Yep.
Like that would not be overkill. So here's a story I want to bounce off you. Yesterday it was announced on all the trades that Warner Brothers, there's a movie they shot called Coyote vs. Acme, which is a Roadrunner, live-action Roadrunner movie, which stars John Cena. Now, the production budget was $30 million. It's completely filmed in the can, edited, scored. The whole movie's complete. And Warner Brothers has made the decision, like they did with Batgirl last year, to scrap the movie, take a $30 million tax write-off. This movie will never be seen or released. Basically, they're throwing it in the fireplace. All these people who work very hard on the movie, from the director to production crew to all the supporting characters, evidently it tested pretty well in test screenings, but the studios decided to go this route like they did Batgirl. I think it's terrible. What do you think?
I agree with you. There was a John Cena movie that was out this week that I actually wanted to go see, and now I can't find it. Looking at my local theater to see what's playing there. It was just another actioner.
Yeah, I
forget what it was called.
It got a 0% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Having said that, you know, it's just mindless entertainment. You'll find it on the service pretty soon.
I like that stuff. Frank, a lot of stuff. I want to see the Priscilla movie, frankly.
I get it.
See what that's like. And what happens later. A couple of good movies floating around for the senior set. All right, Chucker, talk to you on Monday with Box Office Totals. Chuck Curry here on Good Day. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.